Blog Talk Radio.
My life mixtape, please enjoy. I'm ready whenever you're ready.
Look, commitment ain't easy. I've never been good, but whenever you're ready, I know that I could. Cause you are worth it. I give it all of this. You gotta know this is where my heart is. Oh, the game, the game.
this is MC Light. My foundation, Hip Hop Sisters, has partnered with the First Wave Hip Hop Artistry Program to offer a $100,000 college scholarship to a freshman who plans to enter college in the fall of 2013. Get more details now at www.hiphopsisters.org. That's hiphopsisters.org. And click the scholarship tab. Good luck.
Hey, babies, it's your girl, Miss P. And if you're tuned in for the very first time, welcome. I hope you find that our show is entertaining. Above all, you feel the love and support radiated through the airwaves. For those that continue to support the Intune show, we just want to say that we love and appreciate you, as always. I'm really, 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 really excited. Because RL from the legendary group, R&B group, Next, will be in tune in just a few. Now, I don't know what you guys know, but I know that I really, really, literally, really, 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 literally, and really, 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 literally love RL. And there's really no words to really, you know, describe his work or his contribution to, you know, the R&B world. So this is like a blessing to be able to have the opportunity to talk to him, because I've been digging him for so long. So yay, Miss P, and yay, the Intune show. Big shout out to Melinda Santiago for just, you know, being amazing and making dreams come true and making things possible for those who, you know, make it possible for others. So I'm definitely, you know, feeling this whole segment today. Just a little bit about, you know, RL. He's been establishing his career with the legendary R&B group Next. He has achievements and awards for the past decade that still keep the numbers coming, with groundbreaking hits like Butter Love, Too Close, and Wifey. Next dropped the Billboard chart as well, you know, is receiving Soul Train Award and American Music Award nominations. So, I mean, there's no limits on this man. Can I just say that? And it's just amazing that, you know, he's just been out here doing a thing this entire time, making music that, you know, we love. He ventured out and made his debut as a solo artist in Minnesota. Native collaborated with, you know, Deborah Cox on her single We Can't Be Friends, which is one of my favorites. And Deborah Cox is also another amazing singer. He sang a single on the Best Man soundtrack, The Best Man, collaborating with Ginuwine, Tyrese, and Case. So, I mean, his resume goes on and on and on and on and on. So, again, I'm just so happy that we have the opportunity to gain on him in just a few. For all those who want to ask questions, dial in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live. Or if you're a little camera shy, you can definitely go in the chat room and voice your opinion from there. So, again, if you want to call in and talk to the legendary, iconic, sexy, talented, I mean, the words go on and on and on, then definitely give us a call, because we would love to hear from you at 818-495-6975. So we just played his track, Ready, another, you know, sexy, sexy, sexist, sexist song from RL, and definitely one that I've been playing all day. So I just want to put that out in the universe. If you guys have yet to get that into your iPods or any digital device that you can download that into, then definitely make that happen. Without further ado, let's bring on RL so we can get in tune. RL, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Yay, groupie mode right now. So you have to bear with me. I'll try my best to, you know, stick to the interview.
I appreciate that. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, 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 great. I just want to start off by saying that I love, love, love you. I mean, love your work, love your talent, love your skills, love your voice, love everything about you. And I'm so grateful that you, you know, are allowing us to get in tune with you today. So thank you and welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a privilege. I've been in this industry for well over 15 years, and I'm grown to appreciate, you know, being able to have a forum to discuss my love of music and things like that. For you to even show interest, I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, my God. I will always have interest. All your songs are always on the iPod. Always. I'm telling you, I'll be jamming. Butter Love, that song was about me. I just want you to know that. No.
I appreciate
that. I'm kidding. RL. So, when you were growing up, you know, what kind of music were you listening to? Do you recall what was, like, your favorites?
Well, first it was jazz because my father, he always played jazz. Secondly, it was actually, it's funny, I just had a show a couple weeks ago, and After 7 was on the show, and I didn't even get to tell him, but I used to listen to Ready or Not, like, every day, all day, that, and New Edition, Can't You Stand the Rain? So, man, you know, I'm from the Twin Cities, so anything Jimmy and Terry touched, I was always listening to. Alexander O'Neill, you know, everything they produced, SOS Band, whatever. Human League, I was listening to all that.
Absolutely. I agree with you on all of that, on all of it, because, you know, New Edition and After 7 and, oh, my God, you, the list goes on. It really does. So when you know, all these people that you mentioned, or all the time that you've been in the entertainment field, what can you say help influences your songwriting process?
My life, the life of people around me that I experienced, you know, stories, talking to different people, just life in general. I think that's why my music is so relative, and it, you know, continues to get played today, even like it's 10, 12, 13 years ago, because it's about life. I remember I heard Lionel Richie once say, you know, certain things never get old. I love you. I miss you. I'm sorry. I need you. I want you. So, you know, you always try to keep it hip in the lingo you use, but if you really listen to most of my records, it's about complimenting the woman, it's about love, it's about pain, things that are universal and timeless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I do, RL. I'm speechless right now. I really am, because it's so good to hear that, you know, because, you know, in today's music, and not to put anyone down or to talk down to their creativity or anything, but those are the type of songs that I think women want to hear. Things about women. Things about a woman and a man.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think
relationships.
Important. I think it's okay to have, you know, the fun records, but it needs to be a balance. And, you know, it's really what we have to, in life is about balance. I think that, you know, there's a lot of artists, you know, we've been on the road with 112, Jagged Edge and different groups like that, and there's a lot of real music out here. I think we're just searching for a new form, you know what I mean, for us to release it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can't praise you enough, of course, and I might be repetitive with this, but I just think you're so amazing. So, you know, you're a really good talent as a solo artist. Why did you decide to connect with the Brown Brothers for the group next?
Well, to an extent, we're all brothers, only because they kind of nurtured me and helped me grow. I've suffered from low self-esteem since I was about 5, and I was really kind of afraid to shine. So I was always in different groups regardless. I always liked the idea of the camaraderie and the brotherhood of, you know, being together on stage. It's never been about just me. You know, I let my talent speak for itself. So that's why even when there's issues and drama going on with the group, we've always continued to keep next, no matter what. Even with the solo projects or whatever, it'll always be next.
Right. Absolutely. And I love that you said that, too, you know. Like, there's, you know, no matter what's happening, there's always going to be next. That's the bottom line. I just wanted to throw in real quick that, you know, your pictures, that I was looking for pictures of you, and I was just like, oh, look at RL, look at RL. And then I scrolled up, and I said, whoa, look at RL. So you have been in the gym.
Yeah.
Hawking up on us, you know, turning into the Incredible Hawk. You know, is it a particular reason why? I mean, it looks amazing. Don't get me wrong, but I was just like, wow, it's night and day.
I've actually thinned out a little bit since that picture you're talking about, because people were telling me I started looking like a football player. I just love taking care of myself. I'm 35, and one of the most amazing things that I hear all the time is you look exactly the same. And I really think that in this business you have to, you know, really perfect your craft as well as yourself. You're selling yourself, and you're doing a disservice to your fans. If they're loving your music and they're loving you and everything you stand for, and all of a sudden, years later, they see you and you've let yourself slip. I think that it's all about the package. The picture that you're speaking of is actually from my blog. I have a blog. It's justrl.com. And on it, I talk about relationships and little quirky things. And it's actually a story of, it's based on a record on my upcoming album called Run. And you're talking about why men run in relationships, whether there's an argument going on, whether, you know, they're so quick to break up and things like that. So it's really speaking of a man's perspective of why we always run, with our insecurities, things like that. So that's what the picture really comes from. People, you know, it really got a life of its own, and people thought I was trying to put, you know, a bucket naked picture of myself out there when it was really on a blog post on my website.
Right. Absolutely. And, I mean, people always have something to say, RL, this we know, but, you know, you're doing a damn thing, and I salute the reasons why you're doing it. And I just brought it up because I just thought you look absolutely amazing, and I just,
you
know, you're welcome. And in addition to that, you know, of course the tattoos, because being a tat lover myself and having 20 of my own, you know, I was just like, wow, RL, wow, you're really killing these ladies out here, including Miss P. But, yeah, what... How many tattoos do you have?
To be honest, when people ask me, I say one, but I honestly don't know. When I was younger, you know, I wanted tattoos, but I didn't really appreciate the art because I just knew I wanted them, but I knew it hurt. So, you know, I remember my first one, I was in high school, and I got it, and it was really small. So as I became an adult and really respected and appreciated the art of tattoo, I covered up some of them and connected some of them and really, you know, made sleeves and really changed it up a little bit. So it's really hard to say. You know, sometimes I'll go to a different country and get a tattoo. Like I got some finger tattoos that I got in Australia. Next time I go to London, I'll probably get a tattoo, which really, they all represent something. It all means something.
Mm-hmm. And which one is the most symbolic one, if I may ask?
There's one that's in Hebrew, and it's on my hand, on the side of my hand, and it means forgiveness.
Wow. Awesome. I love it. Love it. Don't you guys love him? For all those who want to call in, we know we only have it for a short time. Dial in at 818-495-6975 to ask RL a question. And be nice, ladies. We have to be respectful. Okay? Keep that in mind. So, We Can't Be Friends is one of my favorite tracks. You know, how did you hook up with Deborah Cox for that song?
Well, it was really Mr. Clive Davis, who was, you know, a mentor, legendary. That was one of my first, you know, matter of fact, it was my first record that I did outside of the group. And that's one of the only records that I performed. There's probably two or three altogether that I didn't write or co-write. Shep Crawford and Montel Jordan actually did that record. And they sent it to me. I was actually on tour with Boys and Men, and they were wondering, you know, would I do the record? And, of course, I was a fan of Deborah and looked up to her to an extent. So we went in the studio actually separately. I was having to do it in different cities as I was on the road traveling. And we got the record done, and it was a blessing. It came out amazing. The funny thing is, we've only performed that record once live, and it was on the Lady of Soul Awards years ago. I haven't seen her in years. And people always ask me, will we perform it again together? I would love to, but I've heard it whenever she's on the road. And she does perform it, I guess. I think Kenny Lattimore sings it with her, which is cool. I think he's talented as well. But I'm looking forward to the day and the opportunity to represent right. Once again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So with you being back on tour with the guys, are you in a studio working on any new music together? Or is it just like a tour for the fans?
Well, it's funny because my plate is so full. I did the new mixtape, which Ready is on. I did 18 new records that we're actually meeting about bringing it down a few songs because I put so many records on. I actually said 20 now of new original compositions. That's coming. My new album, which I recorded 60 records for, which is called Minnesota Nights. And then we recorded 16 new records for the new next album called Music 101. So we're getting it all together. There's so much music. And then I got, I stopped by the studio tonight because Mindless Behavior is in town recording a record I wrote for him.
Okay, so we possibly have something to look forward to, guys. So
oh, no, it's most definite. It's coming. It's coming.
Yay! I'm excited. So are there any creative people in your family besides yourself?
Yeah, my mother used to sing with, like, Little Richard, people like that. My dad was in a band when he was a lot younger. My cousin is Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm in relation to Sam Cooke. A lot of my family are cooks down in Texarkana, Texas. So he actually has a daughter here, I believe, and she doesn't even know we're related. I'm kind of, like, nervous to come up to him and be like, yeah, I'm your cousin.
Yeah, I understand. But, you know, we have to break the ice, RL. Come on, you want me to introduce? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know him. I don't, but I wish I did, because it would have been more than an honor to, you know, just even say hi. So inquiring minds want to know, and it's actually a question from a supporter. I don't like to call people fans, but if it's okay, Matt, ask the question. If it's something that's too personal, then please pass, okay? Because I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. So inquiring minds want to know, are you currently in a relationship, and what do you look for in women in general?
Yes, I am. What I look for is God-fearing, somebody that makes me better. I guess that's the bottom line, that makes me better, because you can find somebody, no matter how pretty they are and how much they have and things like that, they have to make you better, you know?
Absolutely.
So I think that's the big, big thing.
Absolutely.
Really supportive because there's a lot of women,
yes,
that are, no matter how pretty they are, no matter what they got going on, especially dating somebody like me, you have to be really secure and confident about yourself.
That's so real, you know, because of the simple fact, like, look at you. Forget it. Forget anything else. Like, you know, not to say forget it, because, of course, you know, you're RL, but just all of that aside for a second, like, you know, I can understand. And what I've been told by so many different people is that it's like the most amazing woman has this power. She's powerful, but she just, her insecurities make her weak.
Exactly.
So,
that's the most unattractive thing. I don't care what. A woman that's secure with herself is so attractive. You know, confidence is what makes a woman.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So how do you manage to, like, separate all these years, you know, in the entertainment world? How do you manage? Because you sound so, like, down to earth and laid back. And, you know, when you do these interviews, you never really know what to expect from a person's personality. But I love yours and your energy. And I just wanted to know, like, how do you manage to separate, you know, or get a big head, so to speak, or, you know, be nonchalant?
To be honest, I've always been transparent, but that's also hurt me, because I've always said how I feel, and in this industry you can't. But I think that it shows the difference when you speak to an artist that's, you know, industry, and somebody that is so real. I think that people that interview you like that, but people that have to deal with you on a day-to-day basis don't. So I've heard so many negative things about myself because I'm honest. I never wanted to learn to be political, but also heartbreak. I've had a lot of pain in my life, so I've realized that my success as an artist doesn't make me immune to what everyone goes through. I'm just an ordinary person. God has just blessed me with the gift that I'm able to use, you know, and people get to hear me. So that's it. I'm just like everybody else.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. So, you know, I understand that you have a son, and he's interested in getting into the music industry.
Oh, no, I don't know if he's trying to get in the industry. He plays soccer, and I feel old. I know I have him young, but he's actually going to be 17 next month, and he has an Instagram. It's funny because we found it yesterday, and he's on there flexing, and I can remember when he was really young. I can remember when he was really young telling him, yo, remember to do your push-ups and sit-ups? And now he's going to the gym and working out, and it's kind of crazy. So, you know, he sings, but he doesn't want to admit it. He's just finally at the point where he's actually, like, admitting that we look alike. It used to be he fought it because everybody wanted to compare him to his father. Now he kind of embraces it. I think it's because he gets the girls with it, I guess. I don't know. But he called me one day from camp, like, yeah, you know what? I started to look like you. And I was like, boy, you've been looking like me, but okay.
I love it. It's so cute and innocent, though. You know, like, yeah, Dad, I'm starting to, you know, take it all on. Because, you know, I think what it is he's starting to come into himself, so he's starting to realize some things, you know. But it's awesome that he's 17 and he's able to, like, you know, be a present for those moments, you know, knowing that, hey, I am my dad's son. hey, I do need to work out and take care of my body from now. You know, a lot of 17-year-olds, what are they doing? Playing games on Facebook and doing nothing. So shout out to little RRL for being amazing and structured in that sense. Yeah, so when the music stops, when you are no longer writing, when it's all said and done, you know, what do you want your legacy to be, RL?
Really? I want my music to speak for itself, and I want it to be known that I was raised right, that I was kind to people, you know, that I was demanding, but I cared about people. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, because I've always felt like the people that I can influence and help and teach reaches further and lasts a lot longer than people that just say, oh, I like his music. I want it to be more than that.
Absolutely. So with this new mixtape that you're about to launch, and, you know, I do like Ready, by the way, and I played it in the beginning of the, you know, no, thank you. And thank you, Melinda, for sending it. No. But, but you know, what's your inspiration? What do you want people to extract from this mixtape?
Well, honestly, vocally, I've always held back within the group and even doing my stuff myself. I really want people to know vocally what I'm able to do. I want them to know about my writing ability, because everything that's on the mixtape, I've written and arranged. I've recorded and mixed myself at home. So I just really want people to just enjoy, you know, the music and be taken back to that moment. I want to remind people that it's still real. It's still real, and it's not going nowhere. You know, people complain about real music and different things like that, and, you know, wanting something they can feel, something that's authentic. I think that that's what this is. Not taking away from anything that's out, because I enjoy a lot of the, you know, younger artists that are out right now. But I think that as a people, Black folks, you know, throw away their artists. They want to say, okay, he's old. Or, you know, even with Jay-Z or something, they'll go, okay, yeah, he needs to stop, you know, he needs to stop rapping. He's this, he's that. He needs to let such and such do this. And the reality of it is as long as you have talent, as long as you can, you know, do what you do at a high level, there's no reason to stop. You look at a lot of these, you know, pop artists, and they're doing, you know, arenas all over the world, but you get the OJs, and they're doing the Chitlin' Circuit and amphitheaters and things of that nature. That's not right, you know. I look at it like, you know, we have so much to offer, and it should really be, you know, we should really treasure our artists, not wait till they die and then want to have, you know, made-for-TV movies and specials and dedicate all the videos to them. We need to appreciate them now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You said a mouthful, RL, and that's the reason why I was super excited when I knew that I would be able to gain on you today, because I think that, you know, you, along with a few other million people, you know, who have set the stage, the platform, and just kind of made it readily available for those artists that are out now. And the one thing that I don't like is the fact that the music is not the way it is, but, you know, what could you do? And secondly, that people are not getting the recognition that they deserve, because you are still relevant, and so are many others that are relevant. So I wanted this opportunity so bad, and I'm glad that I was able to obtain it, because I like people and my listeners to know, like, these are people that I resonated with, and if you fell off the map from resonating with them, then reintroduce yourself to real music.
Yeah,
so again,
I think that they try to put us into throwback category or old
mm-hmm.
school, and I just really feel like we're classic. You know, a lot of us, like Jagged, 112, us and other Drew Hill, we have classic material that's
mm-hmm.
timeless. And I'm afraid of what the artists today will be doing in 10 years. Because luckily for us, we have records that we can go perform for years of timeless music. Nowadays with social media, people don't have to, or they don't concentrate on their craft as much as they concentrate on how many followers they have or how many views. They put less emphasis on the talent and creative side than they do on the social media side. I mean, I've been at the meetings and labels will say, well, how many followers do you have? How many hits on YouTube? And I want to ask them, well, how many platinum records do I have? You know what I mean? It becomes very frustrating to deal with, but it's humbling. You know what I mean? God doesn't make mistakes. Everything happens for a reason. I haven't had a project out in over a decade, really, like of my own. But I can honestly say that musically, people still, you know, love what I do. And that's just the biggest blessing. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. So we have a question in the chat room, and it's from Miss Sweetie. She's asked, could she look forward to another record or collaboration with you, Tyrese Genuine and Case?
It's hard to say because Case is my boy. I just seen G. I actually did, five or six on not the last album of his, but the one before that, and I did one on his last album. I haven't really seen Tyrese, but, I mean, I'm open to it. I mean, nowadays it doesn't work like that, and they're working on the TGT album. So I'm sure you'll see, you know, Tank, Tyrese, and Genuine, but it'll be kind of hard for us now. The music industry has changed where they don't make epic things anymore. Like, you don't hear, like, people going out to buy a soundtrack like they did with, you know, all the movies back in the day. They don't do that, and they should, because that was the fun time when people could enjoy music. But I doubt it, but I would be open to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're so right, RL, and I'm just so glad that you are open enough to, you know, just say, hey, this is what it is, no sugarcoating, and because so many people that's trying to immerse into the entertainment world, they really have no clue. They think it's like glittery lights and all this big stuff happening and blah, 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 but the reality of it all is that it's a lot of work. And it's like one day you're there, one day you're not there. And it's not because you're garbage or you're not good. It's just that's how the entertainment world works.
Exactly.
So,
I mean,
with
that's
that
the urban entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
The urban side. I just watched Eddie LaVert on Gerald LaVert's Unsung, and he said R&B is the bastard of music. And it is now. It used to be at the forefront. We are what everybody copied. We are what every rapper sampled. But all of a sudden it changed. And R&B became the bastard of music, and they want to throw us away, but we're not going nowhere.
I know, that's right. Like how you said, huh? Definitely, please don't ever go anywhere, because who the heck would I be listening to? I would have to try to write and produce myself, and we don't even want to imagine what that would sound like. So, yeah, please continue to do what you do. So, again, you know, I know I can't keep you forever, but I just wanted to just know really, really quick, like, food for thought.
I got time. You can ask me whatever.
Oh, okay, good, because I was just like, you know, I don't want to, you know, take you away, because I will. But anyway, you know, what do you sometimes wish in your mind that, you know, you weren't known? Because I know that you have a ton of followers, that's one. And although, you know, you and myself, we know we don't stress the numbers, the volume, whatever, but it's just like with the attention and probably like all the tweets and probably all the Facebook comments and stuff like that, do you sometimes wish, or people saying, hey, could you listen to this? Could you listen to that? Do you sometimes wish that you can just close those doors and, give it a break?
You know what? It's actually, I don't mind that. It's kind of a double-edged sword, because if I go somewhere and people recognize me, sometimes I wish they didn't, but then I go somewhere and people don't, I kind of feel like, damn, they don't recognize me.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, what I don't like is the internet gangsters, people that hide behind these fake avatars or avies or whatever you want to call them and say the hateful things to different artists. I actually had a situation where a girl that I hadn't seen since I was 12 years old, They had something on Facebook, and they were talking about sexy chocolate. Man, I don't consider myself that chocolate, but maybe they were talking about chocolate, so I'm cool. But they had like 15,000 likes on a picture of mine. You know, I seen it, and I'm not going to lie. I felt good. I was like, wow, that's dope. So I was actually responding to some of the comments on Facebook, like, thank you so much. And I ran across one of this healthier young lady that said, you know, she used my government name and said, if, you know, it's funny that you guys are, you know, basically gawking over such and such. He's handsome, but if you knew him like I did, you'd know that he was a complete a-hole. So it bothered me. So I actually sent her an inbox like, I don't know you. Like, why would you say, you know, such a thing? And I found out from my big brother that she was actually a girl that lived in our neighborhood. She's always been a little healthy. And I haven't seen this girl since I was 12 years old. And 23 years later, she sees a picture of me and decides to talk about me as though she saw me yesterday. And actually, those things hurt. When you see negative comments and know, different things like that on the internet, that's the part that hurts. People, you never know who's after you or who wants to do something or say something negative about you. So I think that's the bad part. As far as all the love that you get when you're out in public, that's a blessing. That's beautiful.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, it makes me just feel like so, like, in tune with you, because I just feel like you're really, really genuine and real, RL. And for you to have said, yeah, you know, it bothers me. Because so many people come on a show and they were like, hey, you know, I don't care. I don't pay that attention. And I'm like saying to myself, like, really? Like, we're human. It would bother me. But I guess people have other ways of deflecting or, you know, just moving forward, which you're going to do regardless, but it is a situation at the present moment, and it is something that you have to filter in order to go forward, but it's still hurtful.
Yeah, and as artists, you know, we're sensitive people. Yeah, most artists are. Most artists are quirky. Most of the creative ones that write or produce are quirky because our minds are different. We're wired different. And I talk to other artists, and I find out that they think the way I think. It's like we're mad scientists. It's a double-edged sword again. It's good and it's bad. We can be moody. We can be a lot of different things. And, you know, we're extra sensitive. So when we see those kind of things, it actually really hurts us. It's almost as if we really believe we've done something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So to turn it around just a little bit from all the, you know, crazy pants talk with these crazy people that don't even know RL like that, leave him alone before I come get you guys. But what's one of your favorite songs to belt out in the shower? You know, I'm always curious of that because, you know, that's my studio. Can I just say that? Like, that's where I sound the best. So what's one of your favorite songs that you like to belt out? Although you have an amazing voice no matter what, in or out, but, you know, we all have those moments in the shower. Which one do you like to sing?
Well, two of my favorite artists are Tank and Jay Moss, which is a gospel artist. He's one of the best ever. I've seen some of their stuff, but if it's on stage, my favorite record to perform when we're on stage is We Have Breakdown that I perform. One of the records I wrote for Jaheim, Anything. I sing part of that, but we slowed it down, and I really get to belt it out. So I think that's my favorite part of the show as far as performing. But in the shower, it could be, you know, anything gospel. It could be Commission. Ordinary Just Won't Do. That's one of my favorites. So it's usually stuff like that because it's usually in the morning after I come from the gym, then I jump in the shower. And, you know, I want to get my daily spiritual vitamin, so I'll go in and sing something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yay. You know, I'm telling you, RL, I have acoustic, I don't know, I have everything going in my shower. So it's a wide range of songs that I sing. I have no favorite one. Whatever crosses my mind, I just go into it. When I step out, I sound like I really sound. It's like the shower is a magic portal or something. But, yeah. So my next question would be, you know, during your journey, of course, there's ups and there's downs, and you've been in the entertainment field for so long. What has been, like, one of those moments where it's like, okay, this is absolutely nuts, and then that same thing became something that was just absolutely beautiful and amazing?
You know, that's hard, because the funny thing is a lot of the things I went through just in general with life is a learning experience. So most of the things that happened in my life that I thought was the end of the world, and I turn around and they end up being something amazing. That's just my life in general. I can't really think of anything, like, you know, music-wise like that. But, or, you know, I do got one. Musically, I didn't want Too Close to be a single. I wanted us to go with Stop, Drop, and Roll, because that was my favorite record on the album. We had these certain dance steps that we did. It was the ish. It was amazing. And we didn't get to come out with that single. We came with Too Close, which I wrote or co-wrote, but I didn't really want to come out with an up-tempo R&B record because that's not my forte. I love slow ballads, sexy records. So Clive was like, I'm telling you, RL, this record right here is going to be the one. And it came out, and luckily it did, because it was a big blessing.
Yes. Absolutely. You know, and I think about that sometimes, you know, because even in the normal world with the average Joes and people are not, you know, having entertainment professions, you think all the time, like, hey, I'm going crazy, and this is just absolutely unbelievable, and then it winds up being, like, the best thing that ever happened to you. So I just wanted to kind of, like, jump back on that really, really quick again, just for our listeners, so they can know that, you know, things do get crazy, but doesn't make it always a bad thing. Yeah. So when you hear your tracks being played, RL, or you run into someone that's just singing it or just enjoying it and don't even recognize that, hey, this is literally RL and I'm singing his song next to him, how does that make you feel to know that, you know, people are still staying in tune with you?
You know what, it actually, like, it feels really good. It's funny you ask, because there are times, you know, that you doubt yourself or you're wondering different things, and all of a sudden, you know, you'll see somebody that doesn't know you're standing right next to them really belting out your record. And it feels good. It just reminds you of why you do it, because you do it for the love of music and to touch people. Music is the most powerful thing in the world. That's why if you look at it in the Bible, Satan was the angel of music originally. That just shows you how powerful music can be. You can use it for good or you can use it for bad. And I just try to use it for love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, wow. I don't even know what to say about you, R.L. Pharrell. I don't. You know, I'm speechless today, and I'm usually really not. So for you to have me just like, okay. It's like your responses are so deep, it makes me just have to stop and think, and I forget that we're live and on air right now.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So where can people go to find out, like, where you're touring at? Because I know right now you were doing tours and things of that nature. So where can people stay, you know, in tune at with you to, you know, upcoming projects and stuff like that?
You can go to my Twitter, which is justrl.com, my website, which is justrl.com, or to my Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/rlfornext. So that's pretty much it.
Okay, absolutely. So when you drop this mixtape, and or you have anything further that's coming up, I want you to know that you can utilize this platform for, like it's your home, so to speak. So hopefully this will not be our last time communicating with each other in terms of, like, empowering one another for the right reasons. So whatever you have, any tracks you want to get played, anything you want to be mentioned on air, if you ever decided you want to come up and follow up with me again, I would just really, really love that. And, you know, just know that the Intune Show is family at all times, and I will continue to support, and I will keep your song ready in rotation until I get some new ones.
Okay, I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being amazing.
Wait,
RL,
that.
Before I let you go, there's a caller on the line. So let's take it really quick. 816, you on the line with RL, Miss P. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Miss P and RL. How are you guys doing?
Good, and yourself?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm just fine. I just wanted to say that I've been listening to the whole interview, and I really enjoyed this interview. And RL, thank you for bringing us into your world, because before today, I didn't know too much about you. I just loved your music, but I didn't know a lot of different things you said about yourself, like your kin to Philip Bailey. So thank you so much for calling in and doing the interview with Miss P.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and I hope that I can come out with some more music that you enjoy. I really appreciate you taking interest in listening to the whole interview.
Oh, thank you. Not a problem. Have a
thank
good day,
you.
Guys.
You too. Thank you so much.
You too.
All right.
Yay. So just to let you know, RL, people were scared to probably, you know, punch in and say hello or ask a question, stage fright, but the lines are lit up and everybody's in tune listening to you right now. So that makes me feel good that people want to know what I want to know.
Well, I appreciate it. And everybody listening, I want you all to know that I really appreciate your support, and I hope that I can continue to make really good quality timeless music that you guys can enjoy. And I'm having fun living life. I can't complain.
That's right, RL. Until next time, I will stay in tune with you. So please stay in tune with us so we can, you know, ingratiate someone that I think is so iconic. Thank you so much for being in tune tonight.
Okay, you take care.
Bye-bye. Yay! So RL, guys, love him, okay, in a big way, because he is absolutely amazing. So for all those who are not in tune with RL, again, he has a mixtape that's releasing, so you definitely want to keep your ear to the ground for that. Follow him at JessRL on Twitter, and then, as he said, Google RL from Next for his website, and you definitely will get in tune with him. For all those who took the time to call in, Miss Sweet Tea, you're amazing. You definitely, getting that fear out the way, Miss Sweet Tea, with her calls in. So so I'm loving it. For everyone who tuned in for the first time, I just hope it's not your last. Hey, Kay Bookman. I just want to give a shout-out to Kay Bookman really, really quick for her amazing segment last night for the Kay Bookman, the Power Hour, and El Sharice for being her guest on her show. The next date is coming up, guys, so hit the website, www.theintuneshow.com, for updates on who will be on the next Power Hour, as well as the dates and times for all of our family members' segments and the awesome things that's going on. I definitely wanted you guys to know that what we're trying to do here is take Blog Talk Radio, so to speak, to a different plateau, because, I believe in going beyond basic into sublime. So with all the amazing people that I'm in tune with right now, whether it's our supporters who tune in, whether it's our guests who tune in, or someone that's amazingly contributing to the Intune Show, like Kay Bookman, like Altitude, like Sienna, like, Lyrics, and like Sweet Tea, and like I Love My Weirdness, and Austin, and Phoenix, and Dr. Sue. I mean, the list goes on. There's so many amazing people that, it's just like being at the Emmys and receiving an award, and you're just like, and God, and this, and that, so it's just so much love that's radiating that, sometimes you just get blinded and distracted. So if I left anyone out, just know that you are loved immensely. So without you guys, none of this is possible. So please stay in tune for all the amazing things that we have going on the Intune Show, because it only gets better from here. And that's all I have to say about that. Tomorrow night we'll be on live with Mr. Kevon Edmonds from After 7. So I am stoked. I am so stoked about that, because I love After 7, for real. And for all those young ones that are tuned in right now, just go Google After 7. Listen to some of their music. And Ready or Not is like my favorite. Yeah, so definitely listen to that one if you guys haven't, ever listened to his music before. So be in tune for that at 6 p.m. tomorrow. And on Sunday, we have The Locker Room, and Diva J will be on Diva Got the J with the Celebrity Gossip, and Altitude and Diva J will be bringing us the sports. So stay in tune for that. Also, at 3 p.m. on Sunday, I'm going to be talking about job readiness, and I'm going to be giving you guys some tips on a class that I took. As far as just being ready and, going into a place of employment and working out with the job. So I must say that I've been blessed in the sense that I haven't had every job that I, always went out there to get. And I took these classes because I wanted to better myself in the sense of how to obtain successful employment. So I want to share that information with you guys. So definitely tune in on this Sunday, the 16th at 3 p.m. And if you guys, have any questions or help on a resume, then email me at intuneshow@aol.com, and we'll arrange something to help you, get that resume together so you guys could be relevant, okay? So definitely tune in for that. Take some notes. And these things really, really work, really, really work. So I just want to share them with you. And it's not for everyone, because some people think they have it all in a bag because they're gainfully employed right now, but you may not be tomorrow. And what we need to keep in mind, things change. So what was okay the first time you was employed is not really still happening when you're going out there searching again. And it doesn't matter how many degrees you have. It doesn't matter where you at in your life, what status you hold, what title. It's all about being relevant. So, again, guys, I want to thank you all for being amazing as usual. And I look forward to you guys being in tune tomorrow. Have a good night, babies.
I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune.